Hello and welcome to the Planet Prana Yoga Podcast, featuring guided meditations, yoga classes, and yoga nidra, hosted by Zen Jen and brought to you directly from Cleveland, Ohio. Practice, connect, grow, heal. Hello and welcome to episode 2. I just want to send a shout out, first of all, to those of you who reached out to me with words of support and encouragement, and to those who left some nice comments on my website all about the launch and episode 1. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. So episode 2 is one of my favorite gentle home sequences. And it's a practice that I go to often when I can't think of anything else to do and when I just want to feel all good all over from my head to toes. It's a complete 45-minute practice, but if you want to make it more active, you can add on maybe 4 to 8 rounds of sun salutations before this particular practice. This practice includes some tennis ball work on the soles of the feet, which targets the web of connective tissue in the body, especially the back body. And this myofascial release work will help to soften and ease some space into areas of connective tissue that are sticky. Once we work these areas free, good energy can flow back into that deep cellular network of those spaces. This sequence also targets specific areas in and around the hips and pelvis, including the hip joints, upper and lower legs, low back, and the core and spinal column. As far as props go, you'll need a yoga mat, of course, a blanket, a belt or a strap, and a soft and pliable tennis ball. And just some more information about the podcast. All the podcast episodes live at my website, planetprana.com. And if you feel so inclined, please leave a review of the podcast on iTunes, or you can comment on SoundCloud or the website episode on planetprana.com, and or both. You can share each episode or the podcast on social media, which just really helped me to get the word out. So I appreciate any help. Please always feel free to email me with questions or just to say hello at planetprana@gmail.com. Finally, final reminder of love. Your true nature is love. Be guided by love and compassion for yourself, for all beings, and for our home, the planet Earth. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy episode 2.
For this sequence, you'll need a soft and gently worn tennis ball, as well as a strap or a belt. Come to stand at the front of your mat, feet hip width apart, rooting solidly down into both feet. Relax the arms alongside the body. And as you press down into all four corners of both feet, gently lift on an inhale, lift through the chest and sternum and all the way up through the crown of the head. On your exhale, maintain the stability and integrity of the pose, but soften, relax the shoulders, the belly, the face. Again, inhaling, lengthening and lifting through the chest, through the crown of the head. Exhale, soften the face, soften the belly. So now grab the tennis ball and place it underneath the right foot. And just gently begin to roll the tennis ball across the entire bottom of the right foot. So just notice if you feel any type of tenderness or if it feels just super awesome. If it feels super awesome, then give yourself a little more pressure. If you feel tenderness, then just lighten up a little bit. Put as much pressure on the foot as you comfortably can with the tennis ball. Keep rolling it out. Now take the ball underneath the heel of the right foot. Press down into the ball. So we're squishing the ball down under the heel of the right foot. And now we're going to place the left foot parallel to the right foot into this modified mountain pose. Ball is being squished down underneath the right heel. So again, finding this modified mountain pose with the ball underneath the right heel. Press down into the feet. As you inhale, lift the chest, lift the crown of the head. Exhale, soften the shoulders, the belly, and the face. On your next inhale, reach the arms up overhead, clasping the fingers together. Rotate the palms to the sky and lift up out of the pelvis. On the exhale, gentle side bend to the left. So keep pressing down into the ball. Now take a couple big breaths into the right side body. Inhale, come back to a neutral position. Reach to the sky. Exhale, release the arms back down alongside the body. Step off of the ball. Come back to mountain pose. Close your eyes. Rooting down into both feet. Inhale, lift the chest. Lift through the crown of the head. Exhale, soften the shoulders, the face, the belly. And just notice, any differences between the right side of the body and the left side of the body. It's not uncommon to feel a difference after rolling the feet with the ball, so you'll notice stuff. Whatever you're noticing is perfect for you. Let's go ahead and take care of the left side. Just taking the ball underneath the left foot. Rolling it out. So give, again, as much pressure as you comfortably can, rolling out the entire bottom of the left foot. Notice if this foot feels any different than the right foot. Keep rolling. And then as we did on the right side, taking the ball under the heel of the left foot and then pressing down into the ball. So we're squishing the ball down, now placing the right foot parallel to the left, coming into this modified mountain pose, pressing down into both feet, squishing the ball down. Inhale, lift through the chest, through the crown of the head, and exhale, soften the face, the shoulders, the belly. Next inhale, arms to the sky, clasping the fingers together, rotate the palms up and away as you lift up out of the pelvis. Exhale, side bend to the right as you press that left heel into the ball, big breath into the left side body. Inhale, coming out of the pose, back to neutral. Reach to the sky, release the bind. Exhale, arms softly down alongside the body. Step off the ball. Come back to your mountain pose. Feet hip distance apart. Rooting down into all four corners of both feet. Inhale, lift through the chest, through the crown. Exhale, soften the face, the shoulders, the belly. Notice and observe, again, the differences or similarities even now between the left side and the right side of your body. Inhale, arms up overhead, reach to the sky as you press into all four corners of both feet. Exhale, forward fold over the legs, bending from your hips, not to bend from the spine. Inhale, take your hands to your shins or your thighs just above your knees. Come to a halfway lift, lengthen. Lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold over the legs. Hold here. Come to ragdoll variation with soft knees. Bend your knees enough so that the torso actually rests and engages with the thighs. And then arms are just hanging, dangling. You can grab your hands to opposite elbows if that feels good for you. And again, notice if you're even on your feet while you're folded. Try and stay balanced between the front and the back of the feet and between all four corners from side to side as well. Let the head hang. And if it feels good to move or wiggle around in any way in this pose, just to encourage a little bit of releasing of tension of the upper body. Just keep the legs nice and stable. Again, bent knees. Just to take the hamstrings out of the equation so the whole upper body can release in traction. Release the hands back to shins or thighs. Inhale to a halfway lift. Lengthen the spine from tailbone to crown. Take another full breath here. Again, finding length. On an exhale, fold back down over the legs. Plant your hands on the mat and step back. Long step back to plank pose. Staying in line, hips, shoulders, heels. Lengthen. Press back through the heels as you lengthen forward through the chest, through the crown of the head, just like in mountain pose. Take another inhale. On the exhale, shift slightly forward with the toes, and then lower the knees. Lower the chest and the chin all the way to the floor. The belly's going to, the booty's going to stick up in the air. And then slide forward, inhaling into cobra pose. Lifting the chest. Low cobra. Nice low cobra. Feel an opening through the chest as the shoulders are going to draw back and down. But lengthen back through the feet and also through the tailbone, just to create a little more length in the spine here. Take another inhale into the chest in your cobra pose, and exhale gently, lower the chest, lower the forehead to the floor. Inhale, press up to tabletop, hands and knees position, curling the toes under. Exhale, lift the hips up and back, downward facing dog pose. Spread the fingers nice and wide. So a nice solid foundation. And just like we do with the feet, we do with the hands. We press down into all four corners of the palms. Lift up onto your toes, bend the knees quite a bit. Now press into your palms and shoot the hips further back. So we're trying to create a little more length from wrists to shoulders and from shoulders to hips, getting longer. Downward dog is about lengthening the spine. And now keeping that length in the spine, start to draw the thighs back and the shins back. If you lose the length in the spine or the integrity of the spine, then just keep the knees slightly bent. Heels grounding down towards the earth. Start to look forward and gently walk your feet to the front of the mat, coming back to your forward fold. Inhale, lengthen, halfway lift. Exhale, fold over the legs. Press into your feet, reach all the way to the sky, come all the way up. Exhale, palms to your heart. Pause. Notice and feel, observe. Release your arms alongside the body. Bring the feet as wide as your mat, turning the toes slightly outward. Inhale, arms up, palms together above the head as you reach to the sky. Exhale, palms to your heart as you start to bend the legs, slowly coming down into a goddess squat. Sitting the hips between the heels. Take your hands to the floor to begin and wiggle gently from side to side within the pose. So just let your hips wiggle a little bit from side to side. Your legs will kind of move along as well. And then begin to settle right back into the pose, settling the heels towards the earth or to the earth, hands together at the heart, elbows at the knees. You can always place a block under the hips, under your seat, just for a little added support. And again, inhale, lift through the chest, through the crown. Exhale, soften the face, the shoulders. Keep the chest nice and open. And allow that tailbone to draw back down towards the earth. Three more breaths here. Place one hand behind you on the mat, the other in front of you, and just come to a seat. Just sit down and back on your mat, coming to an easy cross-legged pose. If you need a little extra padding or a little extra lift for your seat, you can place a blanket under your seat, just enough to give your spine a little more length. Again, palms together at your heart, this time rooting down into your sit bones. On the inhale, again, lift through the chest, lift through the crown of the head. On the exhale, soften the face, soften the shoulders. Inhale, both arms up overhead as you're rooting down into your seat. Exhale, take the fingertips to the floor behind you. So fingers and hands right behind each hip. Inhale, press into the fingertips and gently lift the chest up. You can gently tilt your head back as your chin lifts up as well. This is just a real gentle back bend, lifting mostly through the thoracic spine, through the chest. Big inhale here. Start to walk the hands forward now in front of you and walk them out in front of you, coming into a gentle forward fold. Taking in a couple breaths here. Keeping both sit bones nice and rooted on the floor. Trying to maintain length in the spine. So with each inhale, we're kind of actively trying to maintain some length, and on each exhale, allowing for some softening. On your next exhale, just round the spine down over the body, over the legs, and settle here for one more breath. Inhale. Walk the hands over the right to the right. You're going to stay down in your fold, and you're just walking your hands to the right, so you'll be folding down over the right knee. So torso just kind of lengthens and folds down over the knee. Take a couple breaths here. Place the right hand now alongside your right hip, just a couple inches away from the right hip. And you're going to open that left arm up and over the left ear, coming into a gentle side bend now. So we're bending to the right, torso bending to the right. Still in Sukhasana, easy pose, cross-legged pose. Grounding down into both sit bones. So if that left hip now wants to pop up, just guide it back down to the earth. And again, a couple breaths into the left side body as you bend to the right. If you feel like you want to walk that right hand a little further out away from the hip, go ahead to come a little deeper into your bend. But just maintain integrity through both sit bones. Inhale back to neutral, reaching both hands to the sky. So finding the neutral position with both sit bones rooting. As you inhale, you're lifting to the sky. On the exhale, start to twist from the torso to the right. keep the arms lifted. So arms are still lifted, fingertips to the sky, rooting down into your sit bones. Take another inhale here, find more length. And on your exhale, release the hand. So right hand behind you on the floor, left hand on the right knee. So more so right fingertips on the floor behind you. Inhale again, engage and lift to find length. And on the exhale, maybe deepening the twist, making sure that twist is coming from the torso, from the middle part of your spine. Again, inhale, see if you can inch out another, a little bit more length. And on the exhale, soften the shoulders, the face. You can look over the right shoulder just to complete the twist into the cervical spine as well. Just be mindful of any tension, anything that might be going on in your neck. On your next inhale, we're going to untwist. As you reach the arms back up overhead, arms alongside the ears, exhale, palms to the heart center. Close your eyes for a moment, and again, just observe and breathe. Noticing the right side of the body. And noticing the left side of the body. So we get to do all that on the other side to balance everything out. But first, let's uncross the legs and take the opposite leg in front just to balance out the hips. This is an asymmetrical pose for your hips. So again, hands together at your heart center. Inhale, arms up to the sky, pressing down into your sit bones as you reach through the fingertips. Exhale, hands behind you on the floor, fingertips. Inhale, press and lift through the chest. You can gently tilt the head back, just a very gentle tilt, just to open the throat. Full breath here into your chest, front body. And start to walk your hands forward now, back in front of the legs, and out in front of you as far as you can comfortably go into a fold. So we're not looking for any major deep fold here. Keeping the sit bones nice and rooted. On the inhale, find some length through the entire spine. And on the exhale, settle into your fold. You can let the spine round down over the legs. Let the head go. Settle into your breath. Start to walk the hands to the left. So we're staying folded. We're just walking over to the left, and we're now folded over the left leg, the left knee. Again, inhale, see if you can find a little more length in the spine. And on the exhale, surrender over the leg, fold. Find the breath. Place the left hand on the floor just outside of the left hip. And now open up the torso towards the sky as you reach the right arm up and over the right ear, coming into a side bend. So we're lifting up out of our fold. We're vertical again, but we're bending to the left. Now make sure that right sit bone stays nice and grounded as you reach the right arm up and over the right ear, and we're bending to the left. If you want to walk that left hand out to the side a little bit more just to deepen the stretch in the right side body, go ahead. Your call, your body. Big breath into the right side. Inhale back up to a neutral position. Both arms up to the sky alongside your ears. Nice big inhale as you root down into your sit bones. Exhale, torso twisting to the left. Keep the arms up overhead. Inhale, lift and lengthen again. Find some more space in the side body. Exhale, releasing the arms down. So left fingertips on the floor behind you, right hand to the left knee. Inhale again to find length. Still lifting through the chest as well and through the crown of the head. Exhale, soften and deepen the twist. Inhale again, eke out a little more length in the spine. And exhale, soften the shoulders, soften the face. And you can add the head and neck just by gazing over the left shoulder. Just adding the cervical spine into a full twist. Just be mindful of what you're feeling in your neck. Not to overdo any stretch. Nice. Inhale back to center. Arms to the sky. So we're just untwisting, reaching the arms all the way back up alongside the ears, rooting down into the sit bones. Inhaling, reaching up through the fingertips. Exhale, palms to your heart. Just breathe and be in your seat, noticing and observing your body. So we're just observing, how did that sequence serve our body? Nice. Release the hands. Find your strap. You're going to scoot forward to the towards the front of your mat, and you're going to come to lie down on your back. So come all the way down to your back. And walk the feet in towards the sit bones. Just take a moment here, arms alongside the body, palms to the sky, and let's just do a couple pelvic tilts. So we're keeping our hips on the floor, and we're going to take a nice inhale, and we're going to tilt the pelvis forward. So we're going to feel the sit bones, or the tailbone rather, move down towards the earth. And what's going to happen is that low back is going to lift up off the floor. On your exhale, find the opposite movement, lifting the tailbone now up towards the sky as the low back presses into the floor. This is just tilting the pelvis backwards. Inhale, forward pelvic tilt. So the hips are on the floor, just to be clear. We're just kind of rolling that sacrum along the floor. Exhale, tilt the pelvis back. You'll feel the low back now pressing into the floor. Tailbone kind of lifting up towards the sky. One more. Inhale. Pelvis tilts forward. Tailbone pressing into the earth. Low back lifts. Exhale, pelvis tilts back. Tailbone lifts towards the sky. And low back presses into the floor. Now find what feels like a neutral spine. You'll feel a little space between your low back and the floor. And go ahead and hug your knees in towards your chest, holding onto your shin. So right hand on right shin, left hand on left shin. Just pull the legs in towards you. Maintain your breath. And release that, placing your hands on your knees now. So we're still hugging the knees in, hands on the knees. Just draw circles with the knees on the ceiling. So we're keeping the legs glued together. We're just drawing circles on the ceiling with your knees. You'll feel a nice massage in the sacrum low back area. Switch direction, moving in the opposite direction. Come back to center, holding on now to just the right leg. Extend the left leg back onto the floor, straight. So, and keep that left leg engaged while it's on the floor throughout this entire sequence that we go through. So the left foot is also flexed, like you're going to stamp your foot on the wall in front of you. And then again, holding on to the right shin area with both hands, we're just going to pull that leg into the body. Kind of pressurize it down. Ease off of that pressure a little bit and just wiggle that right foot around the ankle bone a couple times in each direction. Again, left leg is still engaged. We want it to participate. Now, as far as the upper body goes throughout this entire sequence, we want the upper body to stay passive. So relax through the chest, the shoulders, the neck and throat, and of course, the face and the jaw. All right, finding your strap. You're going to loop the strap around the arch of the right foot, lower back towards the heel. So we're right in the arch of the foot, but right in front of the heel. And we're going to extend the right leg to the sky, holding onto each side of the strap with each hand. So now we're going to give the strap some slack here. So we're going to release the hands down the strap as we bring the upper arms and the elbows to the floor. And that way, the upper body can still remain fairly passive as the legs remain active. Now point and flex the right foot a couple times. Notice if you like one or the other more. And then hold the right foot flexed. So now we're going to, so with the upper body passive, we're still just going to gently pull down on both straps. And this is just going to help to press that hip, the femur bone, the thigh bone. It's just going to help it settle down into that hip socket, into the pelvis. So just stabilizing the joint a little bit here. Now make sure that right leg that's extended to the sky is nice and straight. And if you cannot bring it perpendicular to the floor, then let the leg just move forward towards the room or the wall in front of you. So it doesn't have to be perpendicular. It can be slightly forward as long as the leg remains straight. All right, so now we're going to switch it up here. We're going to take both hands to the straps, or excuse me, the right hand is going to grab both straps, and you're going to reach a little further up the straps closer to the right foot. Try and keep the right shoulder relaxed towards the floor. And now turn the right leg out to the right. So we're finding an external rotation of the right hip. So the toes will just kind of follow along and point out to the right. Take that left arm out to the side, straight out from your shoulder. And we're going to take the right leg about halfway between this position and the floor. So come down about halfway. And now pause and press through the left foot again. So lengthen down through that left leg and left foot. And then go ahead and surrender now that right leg down towards the floor, but we're not taking it to the floor. So we're just extending that right leg out to the side, straight out from the hip. We're pressing through both feet, and we're trying to keep this left hip grounded. So the opposite hip here. If that left hip wants to pop up, then go ahead and raise the right leg up a little bit. Breathe here. Inhaling the right leg back up to center. So coming back up to where we started. We're going to switch hands. Take the left hand to both straps. Take the right arm out to the side for balance. Keeping that leg nice and straight, right leg is straight, legs are engaged and active, feet are flexed, upper body passive. Now turn the leg inward, find an internal rotation, the toes will now point slightly to the left, and we're just going to take this right leg across the midline of the body, and we're going to pause there. Take a couple breaths, we'll feel a nice stretch into that outer right hip, outer right thigh. So just to be perfectly clear, we're moving the leg slightly to the left, just across the midline. Take one more full breath here. Now go ahead and take the right leg further to the left so that that right hip comes off the floor. And the right leg will be almost parallel to the floor now, across the body. Both legs are straight, legs are active. Upper body, passive. Smooth breaths. Take a couple deep, smooth breaths here. Inhale, back up. Right leg back up to the sky. Allow that right hip to settle back onto the floor. Take both straps into each hand now. So right strap on right hand, left strap in left hand. Both legs are active. Both legs are straight. Both feet are flexed. Reach the hands up towards the foot. So arms are straight. On an inhale, lengthen through the back of the neck. On an exhale, start to lift the torso up, forehead towards the right knee. So we're lifting the torso up. Draw the low belly down towards the spine. If it feels okay, you can float this left leg a couple inches off the floor. Couple breaths here. One more full breath. Take another inhale. Exhale, release the left leg to the floor. Release the shoulders and head to the floor. Unloop the strap from the right foot, but keep the right leg lifting to the sky. Just hold it up there. Relax the arms down alongside the body. And we're going to slowly lower the right leg down to the floor next to the left. But again, slowly. As you're lowering the right leg, I want you to reach through the foot. Press. Feel like you're creating some space and some length. And then go ahead and land that right leg down next to the left. Turn the arms and the palms to face the sky. A little mini shavasana here. Laying flat on our back, begin a moment of observation. Notice and feel the right side of the body. Notice and feel the left side. Compare and contrast. Of course, it's not my intention to make you feel unbalanced, but you may feel unbalanced as we've only moved through the right side. So we're going to do all that again on the left side. So start to walk your feet back in towards your sit bones. And then go ahead and hug the knees in towards the chest, holding onto each shin. So right hand to right shin, left hand to left shin. And as you inhale, find a little length through the spine. And on the exhale, pull the legs in towards the body. Nice ease up on that pressure, hands to your knees, right hand to right knee, left hand to left knee. Keep the legs glued together here now and just start to draw circles on the ceiling with your knees. Feeling that nice massage into the low back, sacrum area. Switch direction. Come back to center, holding both hands onto the left shin. Extend the right leg onto the floor, nice and long, keeping that right leg active. So when I say active, I mean hugging the quadriceps, the thigh muscles into the bones, keeping the right foot flexed. You can gently press down into that right heel. Keep the upper body as passive as possible, so chest and shoulders soft, neck and throat soft, face is soft. And now holding on to the left shin with both hands, just gently pull the leg in towards the body. Ease up on that and wiggle the left foot around the ankle bone a couple times in each direction. Pause, come to stillness, find your strap. Loop the strap around the arch of the left foot. just in front of the heel, so the back part of the arch, and then extend that left leg towards the sky. So again, we're going to find some slack on the strap so that the upper arms and elbows are resting on the floor right next to your torso. And we're going to keep this left leg straight. So if you can't keep it perpendicular to the floor, just lower it a little bit towards the front of the room. And then point and flex the left foot a couple times. And again, notice which one feels better to you. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just observing and noticing your body and its tendencies. Hold the left foot flexed. Just take a couple breaths here. Again, both legs are active, both feet are flexed, upper body passive. Take both straps now into the left hand, and you're going to reach that left arm straight as you reach that left hand up towards the foot. It's not going to touch the foot or come close to the foot. It's just a nice long left arm. Take the right arm straight out to the side from the shoulder. Now turn the left leg to the left. So find that external rotation. That movement is coming from the hip. So the toes will be slightly pointing to the left. We're going to inhale, and on the exhale, let the leg move towards the floor about halfway down, and then pause as you extend and press through the right foot. We're just trying to keep that right hip grounded, and then go ahead and lower the left leg a little closer to the floor just to find a nice stretch and opening into that inner upper left thigh. Pressing through both feet, both legs active, upper body soft. Relax through the chest, shoulders, neck and throat, face, jaw, maybe even start to yawn, a little fake yawn just to release the jaw, or open and close the mouth a couple times. Inhale, left leg back up to center. Switch hands. So taking the right hand onto the straps, reaching up so that right arm is nice and straight. Left arm reaches out to the side. Now onto the floor alongside or straight out from the shoulder. Now turn the leg inwards towards the right, finding that internal rotation. The toes will be directionally now pointing a little bit towards the right. And both legs are active. We're just going to take the left leg across the midline of the body towards the right, just about a foot or so until you really feel that outer left hip and outer left thigh. Nice big stretch there. Take a couple breaths into that space. And now coming into the full expression of the pose, allowing the left leg to move across the body to the right, moving down towards the floor on the right, keeping both legs active, both feet flexed. Maintain stability in the shoulders. So both shoulders are resting softly against the floor. We don't want that left shoulder to pop up off the floor. If it starts to pop up off the floor, just lift the left leg a little bit higher. Settle into your breath. One more full breath here. Inhale the leg back up to center. Again, gripping the straps with each hand. Right strap into right hand, left strap into left hand. We're straightening the arms, reaching up towards the foot. Keeping the upper body now a little more passive here. On the inhale, lengthen through the back of the neck. On the exhale, now engage the upper body as you lift the forehead towards the left knee, the shoulders, head, and neck come off the floor. Draw the low belly in towards the spine. Feet are flexed, legs are active. Forehead towards the left knee. One more inhale. Exhale, release the right foot back to the floor. If you lifted it, release the head, neck, and shoulders to the floor. Go ahead and unloop the strap from the left foot. Keep the leg lifted towards the sky, keeping it lifted up there. Relax the arms alongside the body, palms facing the floor. Start to lower the left leg. Taking a couple breaths to do that, you're going to slowly lower the left leg as you press through the left leg. Then go ahead and land the left leg next to the right. And then relax. Turn the palms to the sky. Make any further adjustments before you come into your final resting pose, Shavasana. So any adjustments so that you feel nice and comfy and rooted into the floor. If you have any discomfort in the low back, just roll up a little blanket or grab a pillow and place it under the knees, and that'll just alleviate some tension from the low back. You can also place a pillow or a blanket under your head. Allow the body now to settle into the support of the earth. In Shavasana, we practice the art of being. So be here for as long as you feel comfortable. Take your time to come out of the pose. Just be here in Shavasana. Give it at least 5 minutes if you can.
Ishq la 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 Good.